Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
God takes you and I as we are, all of us irregular people. All of us are broken. You say, how do you know this? Since the fall of man in Genesis. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. And now, as we are coached by Him, as we take the textbook, as we take the playbook, He gives us the formula of how we do indeed get along and minister and genuinely love one another.
The truth is, God's new covenant is written on your heart. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young wraps up his message, Sticking to the Playbook, and shares how the Holy Spirit coaches you to follow God's plans for true success in life. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, we want to share with you what it takes to build a successful and fulfilling marriage by sending you Dr. Young's book, The Ten Commandments of Marriage. Perfect for long-time couples or young marrieds or even soon-to-be marrieds, this engaging resource can help revive a struggling marriage or make a great relationship even better. The Ten Commandments of Marriage is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy when you give and discover God's design for how to make your marriage incredible. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Sticking to the Playbook, Part 2.
Listen. We're satisfied only with the food of God. The manna that we get from Him, this book. So our coach would say, hey, this book is food. It nourishes you. Also, he'd say, this book is light. It is light. Light that comes to us. Let's look at that all the way over in Psalm Chapter 119, that's that long psalm that never ends. Verse 105, it says, your word, playbook, Bible, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In other words, the Bible gives us direction as to how we are. It's a lamp right here. Also, it's a light that gives us direction out there. It's a lamp and a light. And it really is, ladies and gentlemen. That's not just beautiful figurative words. It's the truth. It tells us how to live now. It tells us about the future as we move out through life. And so the word is a light. And it lights up any life, significance and relevance. And all of a sudden, we're dressed in light. When this is our food and we realize this is our guiding light here and all the way through life, all the way in the light of light, which is glory, which is heaven. By the way, how many of you think a duck can drown? Is it possible for a duck to drown? If you think that's possible, would you lift your hand that a duck can? Nobody hardly believes a duck can drown. They can. A lot of ducks drown. If you see a duck at the bottom of a pond, you have to decide, was it suicide or homicide? But usually, you know what it is? Let me tell you what it is. Ducks have under their wings a kind of oil, waterproofing oil, that they have to prune themselves and put that oil almost constantly on their feathers. If not, their feathers get wet and they get too heavy and they sink like a rock. Ducks drown like that because they do not tend to themselves. They do not use this oil that waterproofs them so they can be in the water and not of the water. And so we realize the Bible is light and we have to use it, and it grooms us. It prepares us. It lights the way for us. And so the little coach, the life trainer, would say, hey, this playbook is food. This playbook is light. And also he would say, this playbook is a tool. Turn with me, if you would, right over here in Jeremiah, chapter number 23, verse 29. It says, is not my word, my playbook, like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters a rock. So it's a tool. The Bible is a tool that God uses as a fire in your life and my life. Sometimes this book, as we read, as we study it, it burns up something in you and in me that needs to be eliminated, right? And sometimes it warms us, so a fire will destroy and a fire will warm. Sometimes it's a hammer, and a hammer will tear down something, but a hammer will build something. So this is what our playbook is. It is a tool that God uses. It is a tool that God uses to lead a lot of people to understand and come to know Jesus Christ. It's happened all the way through history. One of my favorite stories came from Zimbabwe. Years ago, a man from the American Bible Society was handing out New Testaments on the street, giving anybody to come a New Testament. One guy came up and said, I don't want it. He said, sure, take it. He said, no, I don't believe it. I don't want it. He said, well, why don't you take it? He said, well, if I take it, I will just use the pages to roll my tobacco into smoke. He said, that's all I'd use it for. And the man said from the Bible Society, okay, I'll give you the book. You use the pages from the Bible here to roll your tobacco. But he said, before you do it, you have to read everything you burn up. And the man said, I'll do that. So he took the Bible. 15 years went by. There was a convention in Zimbabwe. And men were standing up, telling their testimony of Christ. And one man stood up and said, do you see that man sitting right over there? Yes. Said, 15 years ago, he gave me a Bible on the street. He said, let me tell you what happened. He gave that Bible with one condition, that as I would tear the pages out and roll my cigarettes, I'd read the page before I'd burn it up. He said, let me tell you what happened. He said, I burned Matthew. I burned Mark, I burned Luke. He said, I burned John chapter 1, John chapter 2. He said, I got to John chapter 3, verse 16. He said, I couldn't burn John 3:16. He said, I'd read all about the life of Jesus, and I saw it there. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, at that moment, I became a Christian, and he said, I'm a brand new person from that date to this date because I could not smoke John 3:16. That's the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. It is food that nourishes us. Oh, it's a light that illuminates our path and illuminates us inside and out, keeps us well-groomed to live in the 21st century. And also, I can tell you something else we've discovered. It is a tool that shapes us, that touches hearts and lives, beginning with mine and yours. And also, we learn one other thing about it. It's also a weapon. Look with me in Hebrews chapter number 4, verse 12. For the word of God, playbook, is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as a division of soul and spirit, both joints and marrow, able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. It says this Bible comes and divides and it discerns and it judges and it forgives. This is a powerful, powerful book. These words inspired by God, written down by men, which came the revelation of God to man and to mankind. What a playbook we've got. It's a weapon.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But first, we want to make sure you know how to get your copy of Dr. Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. It's our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get The 10 Commandments of Marriage when you give and discover God's design for how to have a healthy and fulfilling marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
Everybody here is unique. There's never been anyone like you and me, and there never will be anyone just like you and me. And therefore, we're all irregular. And God takes us just the way we are.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, more of today's message, sticking to the playbook. Here's Dr. Ed Young.
And so we see our life coach says, hey, you'd better get in touch. You better be familiar with the textbook. It is a weapon. It will cut things out of your life that need to be cut out of your life. And then you'll be able to have fellowship with one another. Isn't that something? I love the diversity of this body of Christ. We've got people from all over the world here. We've got people with all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of lifestyles here. And that is magnificent because that's what the body of Christ is supposed to be. So in the process, we have to get along with one another. What's the great commandment? First and second commandment? Love God, love people. If you love God, you love people. It's not easy to do, to love people. It's not easy to love those who are in the family of God. It's not easy to do. It really isn't. Years ago, my wife, Jo Beth, was reading a book entitled Irregular People. The subtitle was How to Live with Irregular People. And I looked at that title and I said, why are you reading that? And Jo Beth, being nice, but I knew. You see, most of us have the idea that I'm normal and you're not normal. I'm regular and you're irregular. You know, I'm okay, but you're not really okay. I've got news for you. There's no such thing as normality. Abnormal psychology says this is normal, this is abnormal, and they continually debate about what's normal and what's abnormal. Everybody here is unique. There's never been anyone like you and me, and there never will be anyone just like you and me. And therefore, we're all irregular. And God takes us just the way we are. You go into outlet malls, they got sections there that says, as is, right? Or they have sections there that say, seconds. Or they have one whole table that says, a little flawed, but slightly reduced in value. And then they say, no returns. You know this area. Let me tell you something, there are no seconds. Nobody's a second. There's no as is. God takes you and I as we are, all of us irregular people. All of us are broken. You say, how do you know this? Since the fall of man in Genesis, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. Brokenness. That's a part of you. That's a part of me. And now, as we are coached by him, as we take the textbook, as we take the playbook, he gives us the formula of how we do indeed get along and minister and genuinely love one another. Of all the living animals, there is one animal that I know of that generally spends their whole lifetime alone with none of their species. That's the porcupine, right? Porcupine. You've never heard of any word that identifies a group of porcupines. We have herds of cattle. We have, you know, flocks of birds. We have all kinds of identity terminology there. But don't have one for porcupines. There's not a group or they're by themselves. Porcupine. Interesting. All the other animals, the bad ones, the good ones, have somehow been redeemed through movies or through TVs, or stories or through fairy tales. You know, we hear about pigs and lions and killer whales and porpoises and tigers, and they all have stories that, even skunks, you know, stories of kids. You never hear one about a porcupine, have you? Boy, they're tough critters. They generally stay by themselves. And then for a long time, naturalists asked the question, how do they procreate? I guess the answer is very carefully. 30,000 quills per animal. When they have a problem, they either retreat or they fight. And the way they fight, they take their tail and they swing it out, and one of those quills will go into a body, and the heat of the body will swell the point of the quill, and you can be in serious trouble. Organs and other things when you are struck by the quill of a porcupine. And they're very lonely animals. They only for a little brief time once a year do the female porcupines entertain dinner and a movie. Just a little sliver of time. That's what everybody thought until recently. And a naturalist began to study the porcupine seriously and has on film now. They discover that porcupines that are raised by human hands, they keep their quills in. And porcupines, when they relate, male and female, now it's discovered that they sometimes touch paws for days. Then they get on their hind feet and they have a film of this. It's a rare thing. Only God had viewed this before. And they do what's called the dance of the porcupines. And they touch their paws and they dance before coming together and mating. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. You're a porcupine. I'm a porcupine. We have the church. We're surrounded by porcupines. We're married to porcupines. We have children who are porcupines. We have people all around us who are porcupines. How in the world do we relate to them? This book tells us how to love, how to reach out, how to touch, how to identify with. It trains us.
Today's message by Dr. Ed Young, Sticking to the Playbook, will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to encourage you to get your copy of Dr. Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Based on Dr. Young's decades of experience helping couples have truly successful marriages, you'll discover God's design for how to infuse your marriage with lifelong passion, commitment, and love. The 10 Commandments of Marriage is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy when you give 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Yong. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Well, before we leave you today, Dr. Yong is here to answer a couple of questions coming out of the message we've just heard. Dr. Yong, if the Bible was written thousands of years ago, how can it be useful today as a playbook for modern marriage?
The Bible is inspired by God. Therefore, God gave us timeless truths. He illustrates these truths through personalities and events in salvation history. Then he nails down how we should then live with New Testament clear teachings about life. So people ask, well, you know, how do you make the Bible relevant? My problem is, how do you keep the Bible from being relevant? If you understand it in context and you understand the key words that are there, you get the message, first of all, of what was said at that day and that age, and then you take it and apply it homiletically to today. And I've discovered that there are no new sins. There's no new forms of righteousness. The Bible is so timely because it is timeless. It is God's instructions as to how we should then live. The Bible isn't to put us in a corner and to limit us. It's to let us be expanded to His full glory in this life. The Bible is the most relevant book that any person could ever read or study.
Well, as the divine life coach in marriage, how does Christ give a couple guidance and instruction? How do they hear Him?
The Holy Spirit speaks to us through worship. The Holy Spirit speaks to us through life experiences. The Holy Spirit speaks to us through the illustrations and lives of others, maybe in a negative warning or in a positive admonition. But the Holy Spirit primarily takes the Scripture and it catches fire. So, in every way, in every place, God is there. I'm always suspicious of someone's theology when they pray, "Oh, Lord God, we welcome you in this place." That's all right to play that, but understand that God was there before you got there. God is there when you're there, and God will be there after you're there. That's what the word means, omnipresent. God is present everywhere, and He's seeking for His Spirit to work and to lead in the lives of those who honor His Son as Lord and as Savior.
Thank you, Dr. Yong. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we'd like to help you further by sending you Dr. Yong's book, The Ten Commandments of Marriage. Maybe your marriage is struggling and you're praying for new life. Maybe your marriage is going great and you're excited for what's ahead, or maybe you're still waiting to start your journey. Wherever you're at, God wants you to have a successful, fulfilling marriage, and this engaging resource shows you how to follow His game plan. The Ten Commandments of Marriage is our way to say thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your copy when you give and discover God's design for a winning marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for joining us today on The Winning Walk. Listen in tomorrow as Dr. Yong explains how the Holy Spirit can shape your marriage into a beautiful dance.